Okay, so first of all, big yashakayach to the sponsor for the breakfast this morning, Lulu Nishmas, Bela Nechama Bas, Yitzchak Meir. Shalom Shalom Aliyah, Shalom Bizaycha Teshef Brach, Hatzlach, Tol Mishpach, Tol Kila, all of Kal Yisrael. So again, Sunday morning, we learn Navi, but I also take it as an opportunity to sort of talk about the upcoming Yom Tovim and anything like that. So, Rosh Hashanah is a big light, and it, you know, I have yet, the Rebbe Shem should bless me to chop the what the din of Rosh Hashanah is. I don't know, but I guess before we get there, the first things first. So we're coming closer to the times of Slichas, and by the Sfaradim, it's already the month of Slichas, the month of Elul, and Slichas is certainly revolving around the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. The recitation of the Yud Gimel Tzarachamim, the inning of the Yud Gimel Tzarachamim, Yasu Lefonek, Yaseder Hazet. So I figured it's Kedai, maybe we'll spend a little bit of time learning about at least one aspect of the Yud Gimel Tzarachamim. What we're going to see is, what we're leading toward, what we're heading towards is maybe a better understanding of the different ways and the different contexts that we evoke the merit of the Yud Gimel Tzarachamim. But Marshall, those are daven nusach svard. So every single day you say the Yud Gimel Tzarachamim, right? Say by Tachman. So every day you say Yud Gimel Tzarachamim. So is there a difference between, let's say, the way that we say Yud Gimel Tzarachamim by Tachman every day versus by Slichas? Is there a difference? So, but again, we'll go slow. We'll start like this. So if you take a look at Maror Mokdim 1, we'll start from a little bit of a back channel, how to get there. So in Maror Mokdim 1, there's a tshuva from the Tashbates. Tashbates is one of the late Rishonim. So the Tashbates, this is brought down in the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. The Tashbates records the following halacha. So Tashbates writes, in Maror Mokdim 1, Belel Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur night, by Kol Nidrei, Misatef Betalisai Meba'id Yon. The Tashbates is already assuming something. The Tashbates is assuming, which we all are familiar with, which is that the minig is that a person wears his talis by Kol Nidrei night, right? Now usually, when do you wear your talis? By Shachris, we'll see by Chazan. The Chazan wears it maybe, you know, Mincha Marv, whatever it is. But we don't wear a talisim by Marv. But says the Tashbates, by Yom Kippur night, you wear a talis. The Tashbates is pointing out, when you put it on, you want to make a bracha, so you want to put it on before nightfall to be able to make a bracha. Because, you know, even if you wear a talis at night, you don't make a bracha on it. Laila Lazman Sitzes. So we don't make a bracha on it. So he says, that's what he says, Belel Yom Kippurim, on the night of Yom Kippur, misatif betalis mibo'ed yoyim, you put on your talis while it's still daytime, umavarich, and then you could make a bracha on it, mishum delay loves man sitzes. So that's what the Tashbis says. But again, like I said, the Tashbis is assuming, he's bringing this out, that we wear a talis Yom Kippur night. So the question is why? Why is the minhag to wear a talis really throughout the entire davening of Yom Kippur? But again, the most strange thing is at nighttime. You know, it's one thing to keep it on by mincha, okay, ni'ilah, but by Ma'ariv is already Laila Lazman Tzitzis, so why would we wear a talis? So if you take a look at Maror Mokdim 2, so the Bach, again, in Shulchan Aruch over there, referencing this Tashbit, says the following thing, Shalev Shem Mib'oid Yoim, again, you put on the talis already daytime, so you can make a bracha. Ve'imasir Melein B'Laila, we don't take it off, you continue wearing it at night. So says the Bach, the reason is because in Yom Kippur there's a theme that we're like a malach, we're like malachim. So leishim levonim, umasachim levonim, that's why you wear white. So the nivitalis is reminiscent of malachim, right? The Gemara says in Shabbos that there's a chana for Shabbos, so was it Ravo? Other, I can't remember the name exactly, but one of the Amaroim that was described that he would go out to the field with Talmidim, Mesatef, completely wrapped the pashas with a talis, and Doim Lamalachim, Lamalach, Hashem Tzokis, and he was looking like a malach, and he would go. And so that's what the Bach is coming from. So you wear a talis in Kippur night, Doim Lamalach. Okay, that's one pshat, that's the Bach. There is another mahalach. What's the other mahalach? So the other mahalach is based on the inyan of the Yud Gimel Tzarachim. So if you take a look at Maror Mokdim number 3, just to get a little background, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin Amabez. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ilimole Mikra Kosov, Yeshala Amrei. If it wasn't for a Pasuk, and with its interpretation, we wouldn't be allowed to say such a thing. That Malami, that the Pasuk indicates, Shenisatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzivur, that the Rabbanu Shalom, when he was revealing the Yud Gimel Tzarachim to Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of Parshas Kisisa, so the Rabbanu Shalom wrapped himself with a talis, like a chazan, the hero of Moshe said a tefillah and revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu the process of davening, of reciting the Yigal Mitzrachim. And Omer Leh, and Hashem said to Moshe, Kol Zman Shei Yisrael Chaitim, if there's ever a Kitrig, Chas V'Shalom, so Yasu L'Fonik Yisedir Hazeh, go through this process, do this process that I'm showing you, Vani Moichalem, and it'll cause a Mechil, I'll be Moichal. So Yasu L'Fonik Yisedir Hazeh, so in the first and deal, what does it mean, do this ceremony? Say these words, Davin, this Inya, what does it mean, Yasu L'Fonik Yisedir Hazeh? So based on this, if you take a look at, let's skip, go to Marmukah number 5. So the Lavush in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph. So the Lavush, one of the great Achrayim, the great Paiskim. So he says the following thing. Again, he's talking about Slichas. So the Lavush says, Vashlich Tzibur Mas'ati Patalis. That for Slichas, the Chazan puts on a talis. And he goes on. Avaloy Yoimer HaChazan HaSlichas Beloy Atifas HaTalis. And the Lavush says, we have to be makbid on this, that the Chazan should not lead Slichas unless he's wearing a talis. Why? Because he's saying Slichas and it's sort of the centerpiece to a certain degree of Slichas, the Yugum is Rachman. V'amin b'medrash, and Chazal say, Nisatav HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach tzibur, right? That the Rabban Shalom wrapped himself like in a talis kivyocha, like a chazan. V'lom ban Moshe, Yud Gimel Midas, and told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yud Gimel Midas. Shma mino, shetzorech hativa b'shas Yud Gimel Midas. So says Levush, you see from there that it's an essential din in reciting the Yigal Midas Rachamim, that a person should be wrapped in a talis. So says Levush, so the Chazan by Slichas, all in Slichas is Yigal Midas Rachamim, so the Chazan Alpidin has to be wrapped in a talis. Okay? This is Levush, and it's brought down by the Magen Avram in Marmok number 6, the Magen Avram also in Tavkuf Pei Aleph, brings this down. Tzarech L'Satef, the person has to be wrapped in a talis, B'shosh Amrim Yud Gil Midas. When you say Yilmaz Rachman, you have to wrap it in a talis, again, quoting the Levush. Okay, so that's the halacha. And this is what it means, again, Levush is coming from that language of the Gemara, that Hashem said to Moshe, when there's a problem, Yasu Lefana Kesedir Azeh, do this ceremony. What's do this ceremony? So the only asiyah that the Gemara mentioned before is wrapping in a talis. It said two things. The Rebbe Hashem wrapped himself in a talis and said, Yilmaz Rachman. And they says to Moshe, do this. What does it mean to do this? It means wrap in a talis and say it was rachman. So you see, wrapping in a talis is deeply bound with this inyan of Yirgum Zerachman. Now there is a problem. There is a little bit of a problem. The Magen Avraham, as we just saw in Maromok number 6, quotes this Levush. So that means that he agrees. The problem is in Maromok number 7, there's another Magen Avraham in Siman Chav Gimel in Hilchas Tzitzis. And the Magen Avraham says the following thing. He also quotes this Levush. Listen to what he says. Kosef HaLevush. Again, this is the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tzitzis. Kosef HaLevush. The Levush writes, this Levush that we saw before by Slichas. Ein lomer yugil midas el beloy atifa. That you shouldn't say yugil mizrachimim unless you're wrapped in a talis. Now, that's what the Levush said. And the Magen Avraham in Tavkuf Pei Aleph brought that down without disagreeing. So he concedes. The lean era, but says the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tzitzis, to me, it seems, says the Magen Avraham, the kol ha'ivir l'fnei ha'teva tzarech l'satif. That from that Gemara, that in Rosh Hashanah, it would seem to indicate that every time a person is the chazan, he has to wear a talis. Kedamrinam, because the language of the Gemara was, malam eshin esatif kodesh baruch kishliach tzibur. Right? So Hashem wrapped himself in a talis like a chazan. That indicates that a chazan has to wear a talis. That's the assumption that Chazal are making over there. Ubulechem chamudais. And more than that, the Lechem Chamudis, the Magen Avraham quotes, again, one of the Achrayinim, Kosav, he writes in Hilchas Tzitzis, it's one of the Mefarshim on the Rosh. So in the section of Hilchas Tzitzis, the Lechem Chamudis writes, Da'af Oimer Kaddish Yosem, right? Even someone that's saying Kaddish at the end of davening, Kaddish Yosem, so he's also, for that moment, sort of acting like a chazan. So at that moment, also, Yisatef, he also has to wrap himself up with Nekavra Tzivah. So the Puri Megadim, for example, others also, the Puri Megadim asks us a little bit of a contradiction over here. I understand. In Tavkuf Pei Aleph, the Magen Avraham records the Shita of the Levush. And what did the Levush say? That that a person davening for the Amid by Slichas, he has to wrap himself in a talis because of this Gemara. So it sounds like it's unique to a Chazan by Slichas. All of a sudden over here in Siman Chaf Aleph, the Magen Avraham says, no, one second, it's a halacha, anytime a person is performing as a chazan, Even like the Lechmuda, even the saying Kaddish is also. So that you have to wrap yourself in the talis also. So I understand, is it only by Slichas or is it by every Chazan? So the Prima Gadim asked it as a Kash. So what's the answer? So the way that Achronim explain it is that there's really two sets. It's a simple answer. I think it's pretty self-understood. There's two separate dinim going on over here. There is the halacha of the Magen Avraham in Simen Chaf Aleph, the Lechem Chamudais, that every chazan has to wear a talis, even the person saying Kaddish should wear a talis. Why? So the Magen Avraham at the end, quoting the Lechem Chamudais, the last few words in Marmokah number 7 was, Mivnei Kavod Tzibur. In other words, that's the fundamental premise. It is true that when the Gemara says that Hashem wrapped himself like in a talis and said the Yudgam Zerachimim, it did say like a chazan. So you do see from that, like the Magen Avraham says, yeah, you see from that the minig is that a chazan wears a talis, but why? So the answer is a chazan wears a talis usually. Why? Not like it's a din, you have to wear a talis. It's a way of expressing kavod tzibur. So since you're standing, representing the tzibur, so you have to show kavod to the tzibur. So the way that you express kavod tzibur is by wrapping yourself in a talis. It's not a halacha per se in whatever it is that you're reciting. It's not a halacha in Kaddish. It's not halacha in Chazar Sashat that you have to wear a chaz, you wear a talis. It's halacha, it's a way of expressing kavod tzibur. That's what the Magen Avraham is saying in Simen Chof Aleph. And that's the halacha that the Gemara is referencing, that Hashem wrapped himself like a chazan, indicating that a chazan has to wear a talis. Why does a chazan have to wear a talis? Kavod tzibur. However, the Lavush and the Magen Avraham that agrees with the Lavush in Simen Tavkuf Pei Aleph is saying something else. That's true, Stamazai, whenever there's a chazan, he has to wear a talis, al tzkavod tzibur. Slichas is a separate halacha. When it comes to the Yudgim HaSarachimim, part of the essential procedure of saying, of reciting the Yudgim HaSarachimim is to be wearing a talis. It's not a halacha of kavod tzibur, it's a din in the recitation of Yudgim HaSarachimim. The way to do it properly is by wearing a talis. And so these are two fundamental halachas, and they don't contradict each other. And there's a nafkamina between the two of them. L'mashal, since the halacha of wearing a talis as a chazan is only because of kavod tzibur, so that's why many paiskim highlight, and we see this by many kehilas as well, is that, let's say nowadays, you know, by many places the minig is the chazan will wear a talis by shachris because presumably he's married or whatever it is, and everyone's wearing it, most people are wearing a talis, so it would stick out if the chazan doesn't. By mincha ma'ariv, l'mashal, many shuls have the minig, but chassidim especially, the chazan doesn't wear a talis by mincha ma'ariv. Why? I have to wear a talis, the Magen Avraham and the Lechem Chamudis and so on, and Chaf Alfi. The answer is, that's only because of kavod tzibur. So, and it sort of developed that since the issue is kavod tzibur, so we understand that by shachar, everyone's wearing a talis. If the chazan doesn't, that's disrespectful for the tzibur. But by mincha marv, then no one's wearing a talis. As long as the chazan wears something that he's put together, that's also fulfillment of kavod tzibur. Like once the nekuda is kavod tzibur, then already there's wiggle room over here. It's not like you have to wear a talis, you know. It's not like that. So it's just a matter of showing respect for the tzibur. So if throughout history things change and evolve in terms of what's considered a respectful presentation, so that will be good enough. That's what the Paiskim say. But that's all good, stam as a chazan. But you'd give me the Zerachimim, there's a din, you have to wear a talis. There's another nafkamina, which is, what about if you're not the chazan? What if you're just, just part of the shul for slichas? Is there an inyan of wearing a talis? So there are a number of achronim that say, well, one second, the lavush that this is all coming from, again, the Gemara that it was coming from is that Hashem wrapped himself like in a talis, like a chazan. But when the Levush records it, the Levush doesn't say necessarily that it has to be a chazan. The recitation of slichas requires a talis. So that's why a lot of acharnim say that it's recommended that even the people in the shul being part of slichas should also wear a talis. Right? Do you have to? I'm not going to say you have to, but it's an inyan. It's a minig toif. It's a good thing. Why? Because it's halacha in slichas itself. It's halacha in slichas itself. Now, based on this, there are a number of rachonim suggest that maybe this is another reason why the minig is to wear a talis Yom Kippur night. Because what's unique to the davening of Yom Kippur is, especially Yom Kippur night, is that Yom Kippur night, part of the ma'ariv is slichas. Right, that's what happens. You say ma'ariv, and then right after Shemoneh Esrei, before Aleinu, you just go to Aleinu. There's a whole thing, and it's basically slichas. So you say slichas, you go rachamim and so on by Yom Kippur night, and you do it also later in Yom Kippur. So since since slichas, since Yom Kippur night is reciting slichas, and says Lavosh, Magnum records it that you should wear a talis by slichas, not al tzkovet atzibur. But it's a din in the Yudgus Rachamim. And since it's a din in the Yudgus Rachamim, therefore it's a minik toiv, not only for the chazan to wear a talis, but everyone should wear a talis. So that's how it became the minik, that Takim Kippur night, everyone wears a talis by Ma'ariv. Not because, again, the Bach said because we're like a malach. Okay, you know, the other possibility is because of a din of slichas. Okay, that's what comes out. Hayotzi Lano from this is that we definitely see this, that when it comes to Yudim Zerachimim, a person should be wearing a talis, especially the chazan. Especially the chazan. That's the halacha, that's the levush, that's the Magen Avraham, for sure. But here's the shaila. I just mentioned before, a few minutes ago, that the minig by many people, chassidim especially, mincha ma'ariv, the chazan doesn't wear a talis. Ay, tachnon. You say Yudim Zerachimim over there. It's okay, chassidim's not a kasha, they don't say tachnon. Fine. But let's say you're in a place where they say tachnon, and the guy's not wearing a talis. So that's the shaila, right? Again, there's two halachas. I mean, when you're the chazan for mincha, right? Let's say on a day that there's tachnon, there's two factors that should compel you to wear a talis. One factor is kavrat tzibur. Okay, and that you could already debate. Maybe nowadays it's not such a, you know, it's not such a requirement anymore. Kavrat tzibur is, we, you know, culturally, it's, you know, when you visit a melech, it's not like you have to wrap yourself in. It's a kavrat tzibur is different than it used to be. Fine, that's one argument. But in terms of Yudim Zerachimim, that's not a kavrat tzibur issue. That's a halacha. Yasul fana kaseder hazeh. And so, if by tachnun you say Yudim Zerachimim, so it's one thing if the tzibur is not wearing a talis, that's not al pi halacha. But if the chazan himself, it's a halacha. The levush magen avram, you have to wear a talis for Yudim Zerachimim. So why don't we wear a talis by mincha if you're saying tachnun? If it's no sasfar, right?
Does it only apply to the chazan or to the whole
kehila? So as I said, it would be a minig toy for the whole kehila, but it's a halacha that the chazan has to. That's, again, that's what the Levush of the Magen Aram said, that by slichas, because it's revolving around reciting Yigul Zerachimim, the chazan alpi din has to wear a talis. So you're saying Yigul Zerachimim by tachnun also, right? So why not? Why do you have to wear a talis by then? Huh? No, that's what I'm saying. So if you're Nusach, that's the kasha. So that's the irony, right? Nusach Ashkenaz, people that have Nusach says they wear a talis. Nusach Sfar, that they say those Rachman don't wear a talis. So hapechu. Oh, okay. So that's exactly what we're going to get to. Very good. Okay. So there is a fundamental difference between the two, even in the Nusach. You have a.
This is an obvious point. It's an obvious point. But just to bring it out, the paragraph that we say leading up to the Yudim Zerachimim in Tachnun versus the paragraph that you say leading up to the Yudim Zerachimim in Slichas. So we know that what do we say by Slichas? So the paragraph that we say is Kel Melchiyosh Elokis Zerachimim Zayim Lechasidus, right? Moichel Venesamoy Ma'arishin Rishin and so on. Kel Haresel Lo Nalomer Shleishasri Hashem. You taught us to say the Yudim Zerachimim, referencing this Gemara, right? That Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu, was Cholon Hayoyim Bris Shloish Esrei. Remember the covenant of the Yigul Zerachimim. K'moshe Adat Elanu Bekedek, K'moshe Kosef, V'yir Hashem and so on. V'yavar Hashem. We say Yigul Zerachimim. So in Slichas, the paragraph, the introductory paragraph to Yigul Zerachimim is making it very, very clear that when what I'm about to say are these words that I'm saying, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachim V'Chanon, I'm trying to tap into the covenant and the inyan of the Yudim Zerachimim. That's what I'm trying to do. And that's the Gemara calls it a bris. If you take a look at Maromokah number 4, which we skipped before, so Maromokah number 4 is also the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, bris kerusa liyud gilamidas. There's a covenant that was made with the Yudim Zerachimim, she'enan chayzis reikam, that they don't return empty-handed. Shenemar hine enoichi kairis bris. And so that language of bris, that's what we say in the Kel Melech by Slichas. So by slichas, it's cool yalmoid. There's no question about it. When you're saying Hashem Hashem Kol Rachim Mechanon, you're trying to tap into the kayach of the Yudim Zerachimim, and that's why you're introducing it with this paragraph of Kel Melech Yoshev. And because I'm trying to evoke the kayach of the Yudim Zerachimim, that's why the chazan has to wear a talis by slichas. But that's not the introductory paragraph when it comes to tachnun. What do we say by tachnun? So by tachnun, it's something else. Tachnun is Keler chapai mata, Hashem, you're forgiving, you're a bal rachamim, derech tshuva hareisa, you told us the way of tshuva, gduz rachamech, b'chaz derech tizkar, and so on, atu v'chulu, besachnun u'besfila p'necha nekadim, Hashem, we approach you with tachnun, with beseeching, with davening,
Kedadlun v'kedem, and as you taught Moshe Rabbeinu years ago, that there's an inyan of davening. There's a kaych of tefillah. And we see this. Moshe Rabbeinu davened on our behalf by the Egel. Moshe davens on our behalf all the time. And tefillah is accepted. Mecharon apcheshuv. From your anger, Hashem, you should return. Like it says in your Torah that you did that often. We should be protected by you. Like the day that you came down on the cloud. Tavral, Pesha, Simcha, Hashem, and so on. And Hashem, you should forgive our Averis, like the day Moshe stood by you, by Har Sinai. And Tazin Shavaseinu, you should listen to our tefillas, V'sakshu and Imam, listen to our beseeching. K'yon v'yikr b'shem Hashem, like the day of the Yud Gimel Rachmim, Hashem, Hashem, Kol Rachmim Chana. It's a whole different theme. By Slichas, what are we saying in the introductory paragraph? We're not saying Hashem listened to our tefillahs. We're not saying that we're bali tshuva, that we're davening our voida. We're saying we want to evoke the bris, the covenant, the yugim serachman. That's what we're doing. By tachanun, that's not what we're saying. We don't make any mention of the bris, of the covenant, the yugim serachman. It's not even focused on the yugim serachman. What's it focused on? We're saying the Rabbanu Shalom, we're davening for you. We're davening to you. We're trying to do tshuva, accept our voida, accept our tefillahs, accept our tachanun, accept our tshuva. Like you accepted the tshuva, the davening of the Jewish people a long time ago, like the day that you revealed the Yud Gimel Rachmim to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem Hashem Kol Rachmim Chana. In other words, the Yud Gimel Rachmim that we're saying by Tachnun is itself a form of tefillah. It's not a recitation. It's not Yasu Lefana Keseder Hazeh. You're not evoking, you're not trying to evoke some covenant with Yud Gimel Rachmim. You're referencing the Yud Gimel, certainly you're referencing the Yud Gimel Rachmim, but you're using that pasuk as a form of tefillah. I mean, you can say Hashem Hashem Kol Rachmim Chanan in two different ways. You can say it as evoking a promise, Hashem 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 Kol Rachmim Chanan, or you can be saying that b'taris tefillah, that Hashem Hashem Kol Rachmim Chanan, so accept our tefillahs and so on. And that's a whole different surah. So therefore, when it comes to Tachanun, yes, we're singing this Rachmim, but it's not the same inyan. Therefore, al pi halacha, this covenant, when the Levush and the Magen Avraham said that you have to wear talis by Yugos Rachmim, that's Yasul Fana Kesedar Azed, that's when it's being used as evoking the bris, the covenant of Yugos Rachmim. That's when you need a talis. That's by Slichas. By Tachan, you're not saying it like that. You're saying it b'teres tefillah. So saying it b'teres tefillah, that there's no din of wearing a talis. That's why even those that say Tachanun with Yugos Rachmim, they don't have to wear a talis because they're not doing it on that behalf. That's fine. That's the title of the thing was Yuz Rachmim and Halacha and Pnimius. So that's the Halacha side. Okay? Now let's go into the Pnimius. But again, as we always do, the Pnimius is not going to be, it's not throw away the marble, you know, it's part of this. This chiluk that we're making between the Yud Gimel Rachmim in Slichas versus the Yud Gimel Rachmim in Tefillah, we find this in the Kisvei Ari, in the Kavanas of Dachnun, we find this. But let me bring up one last point. Based on this chiluk, you could still have one last kasha. I don't know if I would call it a kasha, but one last ha'ara, which is vas epis. We would use the words of the Yom Rachmim as tefillah by Tachnun. In other words, what are we saying? That when you, even though you're saying Hashem Hashem Kol Rachmim V'chanan by Tachnun, you're not really trying to tap into the koyach of Yom Rachmim. You're just using that as another form of tefillah. But why? Like, why of all the psukim in Tanakh are we taka picking that one just to allow Zakatinsky to have like a first half of his shir to have a kashan to make chalukim? Like, why are we using those psukim, right? So why are we doing that? If we're not using, no, if we're not tapping into the koich of those psukim 100%, then why are we even using it? There's plenty of psukim in Tanakh in Tehillim. Huh?
We still want Rachamim.
But why use those psukim? Why use those psukim? There's plenty of psukim in Tehillim and in Tanakh that we can use to daven to Hashem. It's like, if you're using that psuk, then use it the full sense, huh?
That's the essence.
But we're not using it in the, we're not tapping into the koyach of the Yud Gimel Rachmim. We're just using it as a way of davening. So it's like, if you're using it anyway, it's like, you know, it's like you have a, you know, like Hilchus Mukhs that always talks about like klish malachlis, you have a hammer and you use it to break nuts, right? So technically, halacha talks about that, but that's not what a hammer's for. If you have a hammer, you should use it for nails. You know, so all of a sudden you have this, or I don't know, that's maybe not such a good marshal. You have the, I don't know, you have this like real expensive bottle of wine, right? and are using it to break knots. I don't know. It's also a bad marshal. Whatever it is. You understand what my point is. You have such potential of this thing, you know. You have such potential, like, I don't know, like an expensive watch and using it as like a paperweight. I don't know. It's like, what is it for? It's to hold down my papers. No, that's what it's for. So use those psukim. There's plenty of psukim, right? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say, it needs explanation. Why are we, once you're using those rachamim, so it's like it's chava. It's like, why are you, huh? Right. So it's not so. So why would we use it exactly? So why would we use it in such a way? Okay. That's also a question, right? Why not? Okay. So let me tell you what it says in the Kisvei Ari. I'll say it in the Ari's Haldika language, but then we'll bring it down the Maisa. Okay, I have no other way to say it, but just in Kabbalah Shprach, and then we'll take it down. In the Kisvei Ari, we find there's an idea that I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it. Okay, you'll be meichel me again. It's all mashal. Okay, so
we won't listen.
You won't listen. Very good. Yeah, it doesn't help you. Okay, so by the Arizal, in the system of the Arizal, the Pasuk says the Rabbanu Shalom, human being is created with Tzelem Elokim, right? So that's a difficult Pasuk. Hashem is an image of Hashem. In the Kisvei Ari, that's taken very, not literally, Chas V'Shalom, but taken very seriously. That the way in which the Rabbanu Shalom reveals himself in the world, in terms of leading the world, guiding the world, and interfacing with the world, is in the image of a human being. Right, mm-hmm. So the ten sphere chesed gevur teferis is chesed is the right arm, gevur is the left arm. So there in the Kisvei Ari we find that there are different personas. There are kilu different levels of this image of a human being, kivyachol, this persona of a human being that the Rabbanu Shem reveals himself through and with as. Is on different levels. There's one level of elokus that reveals to the world. That's in the tzura. That's captured by a mashal of a person, and that persona is called erech anpin. Erech anpin literally means long face. Erech anpin. That's a very high level. When Hashem reveals Himself, like the kivyachol, the parts of that kivyachol, Hashem reveals Himself as. When it's a very, very high level, as I'll give more detail soon, that's called Erech Anpin. But then there's a lower level, when Hashem reveals himself on a lower voltage. The lower voltage is also in a tzura of a human being. Because again, everything is B'Tselem Elokim. But a lower level is called Ze'er Anpin. Ze'er Anpin means small face, short face. It's Erech Anpin and Ze'er Anpin. Now, one of the defining features of a male is a beard. That's a major feature of a male. So Erech Anpin, that revelation of Hashem through the mashal of a human being that's called Erech Anpin has a beard, and so too the revelation of Hashem that's captured by the mashal of Ze'er Anpin also has a beard. But there's a difference. The beard of Erech Anpin and that higher madrega, that higher mashal, is made. That beard is there's 13. Points of where hair comes out on the face, 13 places where the beard is. That's Yud Gimel Tikkuni Dikna, the Zohar says, the 13 passageways of the beard, and that is the Yud Gimel Tzarachman. So what is the Yud Gimel Tzarachman? The bris, by Slichas. So the Kisvei Ari, the inyan of the Yud Gimel Tzarachman, when you recite it, B'Tairas Slichas, B'Tairas Bris, then what's happening is that you are evoking the Kayach. The level of elokus that shines into the world on the level of Erech Anpin, the beard of Erech Anpin. That's what the Yigal Midas Rachamim is. But then you have Ze'er Anpin. Ze'er Anpin also has a beard. But the beard of Ze'er Anpin, instead of having 13 points, only has 9. I guess some people that their beard grows in like scraggly, you know? So I'm just saying that as a joke. But it was a rabbi joke. But, you know. But it's a unique rabbi joke because it's a joke about Zerampin and Erechampin. So most rabbis are not joking about that. But okay, the point is that you have, just like there's a beard of Erechampin, which is made of Yud Gimel Tikkuni Dikna, 13 points of the beard. Zerampin also has a beard, but it's made of 9 points. What's the site of Tachnun? In the Kisvari in Shar Kavanas, the Rizal says that the site of Tachnun is to bring a little bit of a ha'ara. You're not evoking the Yud Gimel Tikkuni Dikna of Erech Hanpin. You're not evoking Erech Hanpin. You don't have the koich for that. But all that we can do is evoke the beard of Ze'er Hanpin. But Ze'er Hanpin is only 9. What we can do, and this is what we do by Tachnun, is that we are illuminating, we are bringing a little bit of a ha'ara, a little bit of a shef, a little bit of ar from the beard of Erech Hanpin to complete the beard of Ze'er Hanpin. That the beard of Ze'er Hanpin should move from 9 to 12. It won't be the 12 of Erech Hanpin, it'll be a 12 of Ze'er Hanpin. But Al Kaponim, it should at least mimic, and parallel the higher beard of Erech Hanpin.
12 or 13?
13 is 13. Oh, I'm sorry, 13. Yeah, Yud Gimel, I'm sorry, 13. The 13, Erech Hanpin has a beard of 13 passageways, Ze'er Hanpin has a beard of 9, and so by Tachnun, the Avaydi is to illuminate Ze'er Hanpin with a little bit of a illumination of Erech Hanpin to allow the beard of Ze'er Hanpin to expand from 9 to 13. Again, it won't be the 13 of Erech Hanpin. It'll be a 13 of Ze'er Hanpin, but at least it'll parallel it. This is the Kavana of Tachnun. This is one of the Kavanas of Tachnun. Now, this is exactly why, again, I didn't explain any of this yet, but this is the Kabbalah code behind the halacha that we just learned. What did we just learn? That Tachnun is not like Slichas. Slichas is the bris of the Yigun Zerachmim. What's Tachnun? Tachnun is used in the Yigun Zerachmim as a way of tefillah. So yes, but why of all psukim? Why are we using that pasuk in a lesser way? Again, you're using an expensive watch as a paperweight. So the answer is in the Kisvari, no. It's not true. We're using those Yigun Zerachmim, and obviously those psukim are deeply connected to the Yud Gimel Tikkuni Dikna of Erech Hanpin, but we're using that as a way of illuminating the beard of Ze'er Hanpin, and so that translates in halacha as this dynamic is that we're using these psukim as a way of tefillah. So we're not tapping into them in their full potential in terms of being the Yud Gimel Tikkuni Dikna of Erech Hanpin, but we are trying to draw some light from there to illuminate the beard of Ze'er Hanpin. Now let me explain what this means in Avodas Hashem, and it'll clarify the halacha nuance even more. What does it mean when Hashem reveals Himself as Erech Hanpin? What does it mean when Hashem reveals Himself as Ze'er Hanpin? And what does it mean a beard from 9 moving from 9 to 13? What does that mean? Yeah, good question. Yeah,
and why is there this desire necessarily to go from 9?
Yeah. What's the Indian, right? Okay, so take a look at Maramach number 8. So this is from the Sefer Pischeish Arim. Pischeish Arim was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Yitzchak Isaac Chaver was the Vilna Gaon. Yeah, the Vilna Gaon's main Talmud, the most famous Talmud, is Reb Chaim Volozhiner, right? Obviously, the greatest Talmud though of the Gaon in terms of Kabbalah was Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Shklov. This Rav Nachman Mendel Shklov, his main Talmud, one of his main Talmudim, was Rabbi Yisrael Zechover. So Rabbi Yisrael Zechover is sort of third generation from the Goyim. So one of his main Sfarim, he wrote a number of Sfarim, but one of his main Sfarim is called Pischei Sharm. It's a running commentary to Eitz Chaim. But it's a commentary to Eitz Chaim that he, it's actually debatable whether his approach is really like the Groz approach. That's the Shaila itself. But he takes the Kisvari and sort of translates it in terms of how Hashem runs the world, bring it down to earth. So this Pischei Sharm in Chelek Aleph, Pesach Lamed Vav, he's talking about the inyan of Erech Hanpin and the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim of Erech Hanpin. So this is like Slichas. So that's what he's talking about over there. So you'll see. Vine, Iris Elu Shel Hadikna. This light of the beard, again talking about the beard of 13 of Erech Hanpin, the higher one. Afal pi sheisar sheikarim lesoid chiddush ha'olam mikolmokim gam ba'olam hazeh nimshach mehem lepa'amim ezen itzaitis ha'ara lefi azman hamasugah lezeh. I'll give you background. What the Pischei Sharm says is as follows: what does it mean when Hashem reveals Himself? What's this revelation of Erech Hanpin, and how is that different than Ze'er Hanpin? So it says the Pischei Sharm very simply: Ze'er Hanpin, the lower level, that's when Hashem reveals Himself in a way of schar v'einish, in a way that is the algorithm that's used to run the world, to run the world that we know right now, which is free will, reward and punishment, mida keneged mida, v'chulu. That's zer ampin, that's a low face. That's what it means when Hashem reveals himself in a way of zer ampin. So zer ampin recognizes deficiency, recognizes things that are broken, recognizes responsibility, it recognizes our responsibility to fix that which we broke, that which we break, and that, you know, that's what Zerampin is. And that's expressed in the beard of nine. Why it has to do with the number nine, that's, we're not gonna be able to get into that, but that's what Zerampin represents. What is Erech Anpin? Erech Anpin is so in other words, let's put it this way. The guiding light of Hashem that runs the world right now is primarily Erech Anpin, because that's the system that we are run by, is a system of responsibility, schar v'einish, reward and punishment, mida keneged mida, schar v'einish, and so on. But Olam Haba, in Olam Haba, something else is going to be revealed. Erech Anpin will be the overriding system. What's Erech Anpin? Erech Anpin is a system where, if you were, you could say it like this: if Ze'er Anpin is bechira, is free will, Erech Anpin means yedia. It means God's foreknowledge, right? That's the constant, you know, the famous dynamic. You have on the one hand you have free will, right, which means that it's up to us to choose. On the other hand, you have yedia, which means that everything is God's decision anyway. Einan Movadai. So those are two absolute truths. And there's a famous statement from Ari HaKadosh. The Arizal said that the way to deal with that contradiction of Bechira and Yedia is the following. He said it very simply. B'malkim sheyesh Bechira and Yedia. B'malkim sheyesh Yedia and Bechira. There's a place that's called Bechira. There's a place that's called Yedia. What's the contradiction? What's that mean? The answer is Zer Anpin, that lower level voltage, that lower level revelation of Hashem, that is governing the world, that's called Bechira. That's a revelation of Hashem's presence that leaves room for us to have free will, for us to make mistakes, that demands of us to accomplish, to fix, to rebuild. That's all Zer Anpin. Fine. But then you have Erech Anpin. What's Erech Anpin? Erech Anpin is a whole different way of dealing with everything that goes on in the world. Erech Anpin is a way of dealing with everything, is that it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam's decision from the very beginning. It was him, it is him, it always will be him. That's called Erech Anpin. That system of Erech Anpin is not the dominant force right now. It will be the dominant force, L'Asa Lavai. It will be the dominant force. L'Asa Lavai, it'll be revealed that everything that ever happened in the world, it was Hashgacha Pratis. We're talking about beyond Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis is like Hashem is involved, Hashem is deciding. But what motivated that decision? Maybe it was your own mistake that motivated that decision. Erech Anpin is beyond. It's not just everything happens from Hashem. Everything it starts from him. He's doing everything, and we're just part of his universe. That's what Erech Anpin means. So he says like this: Yinei aris elu shel adikna, the beard in each system is always the expression, the power. Right? That's what a beard represents: a man's gevura, a man's like strength, so to speak. So the beard of Erech Anpin is going to be bringing out the governance, the Erech Anpin dika governance, and the beard of Zer Anpin is going to be bringing out the Zer Anpin dika governance. So when you have the hanhaga, the governance, the guiding force of Zer Anpin, which bechira and so on, schar v'einish, that's going to be expressed by the beard of nine. When you have a governance of Erech Anpin, which is more yedi and so on, that's going to be by the beard of 13. So he says like this: Hine, iris elu shel adikna, this light of the beard of the 13. Avbi shei karam l'soid chiddush olam. The main time period where that inyan of Erech Anpin will be revealed and be the guiding force is not in this world. It's in the next world where everything is going to be recreated to a certain degree. But nevertheless, even in this world, but there is sometimes Erech Anpin still makes itself known. Sometimes there is a way to evoke the power of Erech Anpin even in this world. And that's at certain times. It's not always. You can't just the system that's governing us is Erech Anpin right now. To evoke the kayach of Erech Anpin, that needs certain times. It needs certain moments for that. V'lochein. But when those moments come and we're able to sort of break through, you know, make that crack and bring down the guiding light of Erech Anpin, Hashem's presence manifests through Erech Anpin, adez anichvim kol adinim. That takes care, that removes all difficulty. K'may Shehisbar, as we'll explain. And and by the way, the Pesach Yesharim, he goes on to explain, to bring this a little bit more lemaisa, he says that there are certain mitzvahs and there are certain aspects of Yiddishkeit that even though Yiddishkeit is built on bechira and free will, but if you take a bird's eye view of things, there are certain aspects of Yiddishkeit that don't seem to be so much with our bechira. So he says, for example, Elu beis hadvarim, there are two aspects of Yiddishkeit that einam nechrosim Yisrael la'olam, that no matter what the madrega, we're told you could have, things could go haywire when it comes to like Sukkos and Lulav and Esrog, whatever it is. But there are certain two mitzvahs that no matter what, it's a guarantee it will survive and it won't be cut off chas v'shalom. And what are they? Side mitzvahs Mila, the munas hayichud. Mila will always be. There's no shaila about it. There's always going to be bris mila, even a yid that's very, very far. Bris mila is almost a guarantee they'll be shaykh to. And the belief in a one God. Those two inyanim of Mila and Yichud, it's guaranteed it will survive. And they relate to each other. Rakshazeb iskas of machshav bolev, soid chachm ubina, emuna of the believing in one God, that is, what Yitzchak Zuchover is coming from is that these two mitzvahs, again, we're not going into why, but for some reason these two mitzvahs, even though they are functioning in the world of Zer Anpin, but they're pulsating with the light of Erech Anpin, which means that even though it's bechira, it's ultimately up to a person's choice whether to have a bris mila or not, you know, whether, you know, for their kids, whatever it is. But lemaisa, there's a very strong influence from Erech Anpin when it comes to these mitzvahs, thus almost undermining bechira, That's what he says. V'zeh soid masha kasov b'kriyas yamsuf. And this is the site of what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. We know that the Kli Yisrael comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're crying, Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem, and what does Hashem say? Ma titzak elai, what are you davening to me? So everyone's saying, that isn't what you're supposed to do. So what does the Zohar say? K'ma shakasov Zohar Kadosh. The Zohar says, what are you davening to me? Ba'atik atalya. This inyan, what's going on right now, this is not an inyan of davening. It's ba'atik atalya. It's coming from an ancient place. Atika is another code word for Erech Anpin. And so what is Hashem saying to Moshe Rabbeinu? If you're coming to Davin, it's as if there's a cause and effect. It's like you're causing it from your Davining. That's not the end of Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was Erech Anpin, was a revelation of Erech Anpin just descending into the system, overwhelming it. It was a window to another time. It was breaking down Bechira. Therefore Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, your avoid is not the Davin. There's no avoid right now. The nes of Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't dependent on us. Shrihar Kitchuk, Fakir, there was a Kitchuk against it. It wasn't possible. Rakhlaman Shmo Yisparach. The whole Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf was not because of us, it was because of Hashem, for Hashem, for his sake. The Chayin Mashakasav Eitzel Moshe. And this is what we have by Moshe Rabbeinu, Veschan El Hashem. You mentioned it before, Veschan El Hashem, right? The Moshe Rabbeinu davens that he should get into Eretz Yisrael, but he davens in a Lashon of Matnas Chinah, that he wants it as a free gift. Shebigesh Matnas Chinah. What does it mean, a free gift? So a free gift means that he's asking that he should come into Eretz Yisrael from the place of Erech Anpin. That's what he wants to go. That he shouldn't come into Eretz Yisrael because he deserves it. That's the thing. He doesn't want to get into. If Hashem were to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, but you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael because you are a tzaddik and you deserve it. Moshe says, not interested. That's not why I want Eretz Yisrael. I want Eretz Yisrael from a place of Erech Anpin, not Zer Anpin. I want Erech Anpin. And that has to. He has to be brought into Eretz Yisrael als matnas chinam, because the Rabbanu Shlom decides that he should go in. And Hashem said, I don't decide that. And that's what everyone knows, right? Chazal said that if he daven one more tefillah, then he would have got in. So why didn't he daven one more tefillah? The answer is, because if he daven one more tefillah, then he would have forced himself to get in. And that's a way of Zera Anpin. That's not what he wants. He wants to get into Eretz Yisrael from Erech Anpin. Why? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu goes into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is Knesset Yisrael. If Moshe Rabbeinu goes into Eretz Yisrael from that place of Erech Anpin, then that propels the world out of the algorithm of Zera Anpin and into the algorithm of Erech Anpin, which is the Tikkun. That's what he wants.
Why did he bother davening
also? That's the unique thing. His davening was trying to make an opening for that higher hanhaga. And that's what he was aiming for. He was davening for that. And once Hashem... And that's why his tefillah... That's the dynamic of Moshe Rabbeinu's davening in Parshas Veschanan, is that he's not trying to force it. He can't... He's not forcing it. That's what he's just trying to create a space in which the Rabbanu Shalom can reveal Erech Anpin if the Rabbanu Shalom so chooses. Happens to be the Rabbanu Shalom didn't choose. So for Moshe Rabbeinu to force the issue is the opposite of what he's trying to accomplish. That's what he says over here.
At Prius Yamsov, you also needed Atzmus Yosef.
Exactly. Very good. Very good. That's why Chazal say that Hashem revealed... But Ma'antar is also the similar thing. Zokin Mali Rachman. That's exactly the beard of Yosef Atzadi. They couldn't recognize him. Right? So I think the other Chassidish Sfarim point this out. What do you mean they couldn't recognize him? We're talking about Shiftei Ka. They look at your forehead. Nowadays, the tzaddik look at your forehead. They know everything about you. The Shiftei Ka couldn't read Yosef Atzadik. Well, because they saw a beard. They're looking at his beard anyway. Right? I mentioned this before one time, you know, that... on the forehead, a tzaddik can see what a person did that week. But when you go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos, it sort of wipes it clear. On the top of your head, the tzaddik can see what you did in this lifetime. That's harder to wipe clean. The airspace above your head, to where your hands can reach, we're talking about big tzaddik, and not a tzaddik like you pass the tissues. Oh, you're gvaldik a tzaddik. That a person can see what you, who you were in previous lifetimes. So we're talking about the shiftei ka. So they're looking at the forehead, the top of the head, the airspace. Now looking at the beard. So what does it mean they can't recognize this because of the beard? The answer is again this nakuda. The beard of Yosef Tzaddik means that Yosef Tzaddik propelled himself to this higher madrega. That's what Yosef Tzaddik says.
This is why Rashi said bechatim azokot.
Yeah.
Not because he has a beard or doesn't have a beard. What do you mean chatima zokot?
Yeah.
It's some kind of a zokot.
It's a turn. It's the person that has that. It's the person that has that.
Last song is a bacher with a bacher's kind of beard. And later on,
That's the thing. You're moving from Zer Anpin to Erech Anpin. That's why Yosef Tzaddik, when the Shvatim say to Yosef, you know, the Shvatim are trying to do tshuva, right? They try to do tshuva and they say, Yosef, please be moichel us. So everyone knows, right? It's brought down by the Kadmoinim that Yosef didn't say Mochalach, right? So because he didn't say Mochalach, so why didn't he say Mochalach? He says everything else. He says, it's not me. The Rabbanu Shalom sent me. So just say Mochalach. The answer is, that's a Zer Anpin conversation. You did this to me, I'm Moichel you. That's Zer Anpin. That's not Yosef's in. Yosef Tzaddik graduated from that. Yosef Tzaddik doesn't see the Shvatim sending him to Mitzrayim and now he has to be Moichel them. The Rabbanu Shalom sent me l'michya shalachani aleichem, but I was sent to Mitzrayim by the Rabbanu Shalom. That's an erech anpin to kemoichem. That's the chasim azokin. So he didn't say he's moichel. How could it? That's not Yosef's inyan. When you're stuck in the places you're anpin, then I need the words mochelach. Erech anpin doesn't need that. It's outside of that space. That's Yosef Tzaddik. That's
why when he saw his father's face, that changed their whole dynamic with us.
Meaning by in the window, whatever, when he saw the face of Yaakov Avinu. Maybe in the yeah, it could be it's related to that, just to propel him to that higher madrega, you know, to get him out of. But this was say he left his begotten with her, like he graduated to a higher place. He graduated to a higher place. That's he finds such a thing. That's Yosef Tzaddik. So anyway, so let's go back. So what does it mean when we're saying the Yigun Zerachman by Slichas? So it means that those are zmanim musugolim. Those are specific moments in the calendar where bashgacha pratzis the tzaddikim are able to understand intuitively that those are moments where we have the kayach to tap into at least a little bit of a ray of that bechina of erech anpin, which means that the moichin that you're supposed to have. So let's get practical. So when you say yigun zerachman by slichas, what's the moichin? It's not davening per se. You're not asking. What you're trying to tap into within yourself is a deep understanding of Eina Movadei, that the Rabbanu Shalom is everything. Everything in my life was from Him. Again, not in a way of finding excuses for yourself, for your Averis, but think all my accomplishments were the Rabbanu Shalom's. Like Yosef Tzaddik, Hashem sent me to Mitzrayim. It wasn't you. So it's like what should you be thinking when you say Gilas Rachman by Slichas? You know what a good intention would be? Think about all the people that you're upset about. Who did something wrong? All the shvatim that sold you to Mitzrayim, and at that moment when you say Yigun Zerachman, what are you thinking? It wasn't them, it was the Rabbanu Shlom. Right? So the Yetzer is going to say to you, what should you be thinking about Gilas Rachamim? Think that when you touched Muksa, right, or any, you know, fill in the blanks, that was Rabbanu Shlom. That's not the void. The void is when anything negative that a person Chas v'Shalom did to a person, any tzaris, don't blame the guy, don't blame nature, don't blame coincidence. It's the Rabbanu Shalom. And be machni and be mavatal oneself to that truth of any mavatal, that's erchampin, and that's the inya, the yunus rachman. And then when you do that in your own avoida, then that translates as, then Hashem will do his side of the argument, right? So then Hashem will say, you know what, that muks that you touched, that was me. So that's the thing. We can't say that Hashem, you made us touch the muksa. What we can say is, Hashem, you're the one that made me lose that business deal. And you're the one that made me get embarrassed by that person. And you're the one that the inyan amar, instead of blaming this and blaming that and being angry at this, it's the Rabbanu Shalom, and I'm a kabbalat besimcha b'ahava as much as I possibly can. And with that, you say Yigal Zerachamim, and then the Rabbanu Shalom says, "Oh, that's already an erchamp and digamoichen. That's already a Yosef Tzadik saying that it was Hashem that sent you to Mitzrayim, not the Shvatim." And so Hashem says, "Oh, in that case, then I'll be manik. I'll reveal myself as erchamp, and I'll say you didn't touch the muksa, you didn't eat the food that wasn't so 100%. That was just me." And Memela, the aver becomes a mitzvah. The aver becomes Ratzon Hashem. So that's the avoid of Yudin Mizrachman. Fine. But that's all Yudin Mizrachman by Slichis, which is the bris. But what does it mean? Like we said from the Arisa, what is Tachnun? Tachnun is that you have a beer of Zerampin. Beer of Zerampin is of 9. What does that mean? Like we said, Zerampin means Mida Kenegan Mida. It means a guy deserves good, he's going to get good. Deserves not so good, he's going to get not so good. But the idea of Tachnun is B'Teres Tefila and Tshuva, that we're trying to somehow draw a little bit of a taste of Erech Hanpin, just to allow the beard of Zerampin to expand from 9 to 13. What does that mean? What does that look like? So take a look at Maromok number 9. This is again Pischei Shorman Chelik Beis Pesach Mem Tes. Vine Klal Anhoges Erech Hanpin Hulamal Miseder Mishpat. As we said, Erech Hanpin, the Anhog of Erech Hanpin, is above Mishpat. That's above Bechira. Litein Aflu Misha Ein Roy Lachain. Right, to give good things even to someone that doesn't deserve it. Kol tikune dikne shalei, therefore all the beard of Erech Hanpin, the 13, hey rachimim gemurim, shalei lefi amaisa, it's just mamash rachimim rabim, that's the bris of the yugumis rachimim. Fine, that's slichas. Ula pa'amim isnaitzitz mehem gam bashbos oilam hazeh bevav alfi shenin. But sometimes a little bit of a spark of that comes and integrates itself in the system of Zerampin, which runs this world during the 6,000 years. And when that happens, what that does to Zerampin is that it gives Zerampin a little bit more patience. Because you have to think, pure Zerampin, Mida Kenegan Mida means you did something wrong, lightning is going to strike. Right? That's Zerampin. That's Mida Kenegan Mida. But we know there's a Mida of Hashem. So there's what's the opposite of that? The opposite is Zerachampin, which is it wasn't you that touched the Muksa. So there's nothing to worry about. What's in between? What is the beard of Zerampin being expanded to 13, but still being a beard of Zerampin? What's Tachnun? The Tachnun is, you touch the Muksa. It means you're going to have to do tshuva. But Hashem has patience. Hashem is going to hold the lightning bolt, so to speak. It's a bit terrible. I'm saying it terribly, but you understand. It's Hashem is going to give you time to work it out. Not only time to work it out, he'll be mesavev sivus to give you not just opportunity, like he'll incline you to do it. He'll feed you the answer. You're going to be the one to have to say it at the end. But it's like a teacher in school where like the teacher's just feeding the answer to the kid. The kid has to say the right answer at the end, but the teacher's finding every single way just to try to make it work, right? That's called a beard of Zerampin expanded to 13. You understand? It's not Erech Hanpin. Erech Hanpin is just the teacher giving the answers. Like, here's the test, already filled out. That's Erech Hanpin, right? Zerampin is, there's a test, finished. What's Zerampin expanded? Zerampin expanded is, here's the test, but the teacher's going to say things during the test, to hint, and to sort of give away the answers without actually giving it away, ultimately leading to the kid coming to the right decision himself.
Is tshuva
part of their.
So that's a very good. So tshuva, the ultimate greatness of tshuva is tapping into erech hampa. That's there's a averis become mitzvahs. But there is lower levels of that.
Part of the lower level going up.
Right. So that's right.
You didn't do anything. You might say tshuva. You're going to so, happy, so
but you have right. So you have to do your avoid in order to make that window. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu davening to get the Matnas Chinam. So he says like this. The third line in the, towards the end. Kadei shiya tikun achakach. So there's a little bit of more like time and patience that Rabbeinu Shem has to give time. Avol beemes ubedin. Rak laharach af beis achet. So there's a little bit of anarichis, a little bit of time and patience and so on. And again, that's why even when the punishment does come, it'll come slowly. That's all from the expansion of 9 to 13 in the beard of Zerampin. Or the flip side. Or sometimes this expanded beard could mean that the Rabbanu Shalom is going to wipe out the Rishayim and the enemies of the Jewish people, even though we don't deserve it, right? In Zerampin world, the enemies should be destroyed only when we deserve it, right? Erech Anpin, the enemies should be destroyed regardless of what the Jewish people do. What does it look like when it's the beard of Erech Anpin expanded? It means the Rabbanu Shalom destroys our enemies without us deserving it, but on condition that we get the message. So you understand? So it's working within Bechira, within our responsibilities, but just giving us a lot of space to handle it. So he says, "Bishvil mashet tzarich li kiyumam kedei sheyiskayim havayda v'atayrah." In order to facilitate development in avodas Hashem in Torah, so Hashem will take care of our enemies. That's a bitter ziram been expanded to 13. Ve'im hamidas yud gimel sheyardim atika kedisha lezeram bin lasakim midas hamishpat. That's what it means. When there's an illumination of the Yud Gimel Zerachmim of Erech Anpin, going into Zerampin to be Masakin, to give a little bit of a Harchova to the Midas HaMishpat, which is Zerampin. This is, again, this is what he says. So this is the penimus of what Tachmin is. What is Tachmin saying? Tachmin is saying, the Rabbanu Shalom, accept our davening, accept our tefillahs, accept our Tachnun. And then we use Yud Gimel Zerachmim as a way of tefillah. So what's the Inyan? The Inyan is, what do you say by Tachnun? If our tefillah was so gevaldik and our tshuva was so gevaldik, then you don't have to ask Hashem to accept it, yeah? Like, again, in Zer Anpin mode, so it's like, it's in between, Mamon HaMashach. If we're saying Erech Anpin, then you don't need tefillah and tshuva. The Rebbe is going to take care of it anyway. If you're in Zer Anpin mode, then, no, if your tefillah is good enough and your tshuva is good enough, then it will be accepted. What's this in between of Tachnun, which is Rebbeinu Shalom, accept my davening, accept my tshuva. Mamon HaMashach. If your tshuva and davening is not good enough, then in Zerampin, it's not going to be accepted. And if you're holding by Erech Anpin, then you don't have to do tshuva and davening. So what does it mean that your davening and tachnun, that your davening should be good enough, should be accepted? The answer is, that's in the tachnun. Tachnun is expanding the Zerampin beard of 9 to 13. In other words, I still have to daven, and I have to do tshuva, because we're holding by Zerampin. But the Rabbanu Shalom should accept the barachamim. The Rabbanu Shalom should accept that this avoida that I'm performing for him should be enough. You understand? That's what we do. We evoke we're mamshich light from the Yigdal Zerachamim, not as the bris, but we're bringing that into the beard of Zerampin, expanding it from 9 to 13. So that's the avoid of Tachron. The avoid of Tachron is to daven to Rabbanu Shalom that of course I'm responsible and I have to do my avoida and I have to work on myself. But the inyan of Tachnun is asking Hashem that whatever level of Avodas Hashem I have performed, you should be makabel rachamim. This should be good enough, kivyachol, in order to bring down bracha into my life. And I recognize that in pure Zerampin, that's not going to be good enough. And I recognize that in pure Erech Anpin, it's not necessary. So the answer is, it's a mizuk, it's the combination. It's the softening, it's the tikkun of the Midas HaMishpat. It's the harchava, it's expanding the beard of 9 into 13, and that's exactly what we're doing when you then say the Yud Gimel Zerachmim in the Bechin of Tachnun. You're not tapping into the Yud Gimel Zerachmim, the Yud Gimel Tikkuni Digna V'Erech Anpin, but you're bringing for the Yud Gimel Tikkuni Digna V'Erech Anpin into the Tes Tikkuni Digna of Zerampin, moving it as Zerampin beard from 9 into 13. So again, halacha l'maisa, what this means in one's kavana is by slichas, the kavana is when you say Yud Gimel Zerachmim, the kavana is everything that's and anything that until now I blamed other people on, I shouldn't blame them. They were just shluchim of Hashem. There's a shluchim of Hashem. That's in this racham by slichas. The vayda by tachron is Rabbanu Shloilam. I owe you a lot, and I continue to owe you a lot. But Rabbanu Shloilam, please accept my payment until now as an installment, and you should have rachamim on me, and you should be makabel whatever avayda I had until now. I recognize it's not enough, but you should have rachamim on me and be makabel my tefillos and my tshuvas in such a way that it should bring down the shefa, despite the fact that it's not 100% perfect. That's the void of time. Okay. Hashem should accept all of our tefillos, barach and rachamim.